Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles. Welcome to another Breakfast with Tiffany Show podcast. I'm your host, Tiffany Rosdale, and this is the first time that I'm going to do this podcast without editing too much. I really think I need to practice more of my speaking skills by not retouching a lot of the edits that I do for my podcast. Before I start this episode, I would like to say I am grateful for you for tuning in today on this podcast episode. If you happen to be my new listener, I would like to say I am truly grateful for you for making the time and effort to listen to this podcast and have a second of your time to please press the subscribe button or follow on the other podcast platforms. So then, every time I release my new episode of the podcast, we will be able to update you with the latest and freshest episode every week. And to all my regular listeners, always grateful for you for tuning in every week and checking my podcast and what's been happening in my life. And see, I do that word which during the editing of the podcast, I actually delete them. But this time, I promise I'm not going to delete the ums and the ahs that I'm going to do on this podcast episode, because I really want to train myself to speak good. Especially, I am getting all this speaking gigs, which is coming to become a reality, because this year, one of my goals is to become a great speaker. And then I can be a voice for my community, the LGBTQIA+ community, and share and educate people about the community. If you happen to have left a review, ratings, and comments, we always put a link on the podcast show notes below. So definitely have a few minutes of your time to leave a comment, review, or rating, because that extremely helps me a lot in reaching out for more listeners, to more people that will be able to listen to these episodes of the podcast that I release every week. And on this week's podcast, review of the day comes from Pam Bruner. Oh, one of my best friend from Miami, and I definitely miss them a lot. And here's her 5-star rating with the title of Awesome Podcasts. Growing up in a different culture and getting to know Tiffany and her journey has given me a new perspective in LGBTQIA+ community. And listening each story educate me. Thank you for being an amazing soul who brings lights and love. Oh, what an amazing comment, Pam. I really missed you. Thank you so much for this beautiful wisdom and words coming from you. I am hoping that I can see you soon. Hopefully, either you visit again here in Tokyo or I'll visit you in Miami. And I can't wait to see you and the family there. Sending you my love too. And again, if you happen to have any questions as well or recommendation of topics that we should discuss on the podcast, we also have the official email of Breakfast with Tiffany Show podcast on the podcast show notes. You can also reach out to all my social media like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, which I'm very active, as well as Clubhouse. So last month, we celebrated every week of the Pride Month edition of the podcast. I wanted to make that month of June really special because that's the first time I celebrated Pride Month. I haven't even been able to attend a live in-person event of Pride, which I'm hoping to do next year when things are back to the new normal. It was amazing to recap all these amazing stories from people that we featured on the podcast. So this podcast episode today that I am giving you is just a conversation, a bit of a conversation about what's the upcoming that you have to look forward to on the podcast that we were going to release every week. First off, is in the next few weeks, I already have lined up amazing guests on the show. We will celebrate the 1 year anniversary of Breakfast with Tiffany Show podcast. And to celebrate it and make it even more special, I have a very, very, very special guest for that podcast episode done already. And now it's on process of editing before we release it. And I'm so excited and I can't wait for you to listen to it. I'm not gonna spoil you. I'm not gonna tell you yet who will it be, but it's one of the most amazing person I've met in my life. Also a part of the LGBTQI plus community, but very influential, very famous. I am just so excited. Another thing that I would love to discuss is about Clubhouse, because as maybe some of you listening to this podcast knows about Clubhouse and probably I've got connected on Clubhouse, I am officially planning the room that I want to host, which is more of like an after party of Breakfast with Tiffany show, where we can connect more and engage more, not just me, but of course, the guests that we have on the show. So stay tuned for that, because I am really, it's on the plan. We're on the move. I've been wanting to do that. And I think now is the perfect timing because I've made a great amount of connections on Clubhouse. It's just good to be connected and discuss about all these topics that we are discussing here on podcast while we do it on Clubhouse too as well. I mean, that would be amazing, right? So stay tuned for that. I am going to announce it too once it started to happen. And lastly, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I thank myself too every day that I have this faith and trust to myself and for doing this consistently. I just want to be honest with you all that there were moments while doing this podcast episode every week that I want to give up. I thought that I can't probably do it anymore because I'm getting other very important things that I have to do. But realizing it now even more, the more this podcast grows, the more I realize that how important it is to me too. Especially if I hear what other people have to say about the episodes that we are doing every week. It really touched my heart. I really feel it every time someone says or give me a comment about how they love about the topics that I discuss, how it changed their life for this particular topic that we were talking about, the podcast, those comments really makes me continue in serving you all. I am doing this for you. That's why I always ask you that if you have any questions or comments or anything that you would like to discuss, don't hesitate to reach out, because I am doing this podcast for you. I love serving. I love helping. I love educating people. And although I, of course, learn a lot from all these amazing people that we had on the show, I feel like I'm doing my purpose in life by serving others if every time I do host this weekly episode of the podcast. So I just want to send you my love and gratitude that really I never even thought that I can last this long for a year. Again, thank you so much. Although we haven't reached the 1 year yet, it's going to be soon this month. And I can't wait for you to have the special guest for that special 1 year anniversary that we're going to have on the show. So that's it for now. I noticed I didn't say a lot of ums, which I'm so impressed about myself. But I think there's still words that I use a lot, right? So I'm going to work on that. And it's good to know this and how I improve my speaking skills, because I've been doing a lot of studying and attending classes too, my improv classes, as well as the Toastmasters that I do, which really helped me. And also speaking just consistently on Clubhouse. So those things really helped me a lot. That's it for now. That's it for today. I just hope that you all are doing great. Oh, and finally, I received my vaccination email from the city, from the government office. I think I am going to book my vaccination within this month. I am hearing a lot of people already done it. So I hope you are well. I hope you're healthy. And stay tuned for more. Next week, we also have another amazing guest before our special anniversary edition of the podcast. And one last thing, if you are generous enough to help, we have our PayPal link. We have our Buy Me a Tea link on the podcast show notes. There is no small amount. Everything counts. Every penny that you will send us will mean a lot and will help the podcast grow and upgrade. Especially, we're turning 1 year. So feel free to send us, and we will be happy to have your donations for the podcast. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoyed this episode today as much as I do. And I hope you know how much you matter, how much I appreciate your time for listening, how much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you, and stay safe and healthy.